You are listening to Building with Build Her, where we talk about all things building, whether it be building or renovating your dream home or developing for profit. We believe that building done the right way is fun. I'm Rebecca from Build Her Collective. Join us as we explore all aspects of this journey.
Lovely Build Hers. Today we have Danielle. She is from Woodcut and she is going to talk to us all about engineered boards or timber engineered boards. And we're going to talk about some of the differences between real timber and engineered boards and what the considerations are that you need to make when you're purchasing. Now she will talk from her perspective and through some of the features that we should be looking for, because this is one of those things where the product's actually still, you know, not that old and there's been massive advancements in it. So we've got this really great improvement recently and, you know, I think it's good to keep up to date. So thank you. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So if I was choosing between timber boards and engineered boards, why would I use each one?
There's a few pros and cons to both. Obviously, I work with engineered. So the main difference between them is the stability of the board. So if you would remember, you know, going into older style homes, you'll see most of the time with the solid boards that they have started to move or crack or open up in between the boards just due to, you know, weather, age, a whole bunch of different reasons.
And cup, sometimes they cup as well, like the edges kind of curl into themselves.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So the biggest benefit for engineered timber is the stability of the boards. We do that through using a 3-ply cross-grain construction. So this just allows us to minimize that expansion and contraction that you would get if the timber was solid all the way through. So much so that they're able to go over underfloor heating. And I remember when I first started here, it was trying to wrap your head around being able to put timber over heating, but it works. It's that stable. So
yeah, which is really great, because actually I use a lot of underfloor heating or hydronic heating in our home. So it's great to be able to install that underneath. You say one of the best things is the stability. For me, I reckon one of the best things is having a great color range that I can get straight away and I know what I'm doing. And also having the ability to put a pre-finished board down that I know is perfect and I can just install and it looks great the same day and I can walk away and she's done-ski.
Absolutely, absolutely. So everything's totally pre-finished. You know exactly what color you're getting, you know exactly how many knots you're getting. And on the install part, it's, you know, one or two less trays that you have to organize and one or two less days in the build schedule that you have to allow for. So once it's in and you're good to go.
You kind of talk about the pre-finish, but I want to explain to people what I look for when I'm looking at pre-finish. So normally if I'm putting down a timber board, I've still got to do my plywood underneath and then I like particle board, and then I'm going to put my timber over and it might be solid timber, so my secret nail it or something. But after that, I've then got to sand it down and I've got to stain it if I want to change the color. And often I don't know how that stain's going to react to the timber, and it reacts really differently around knots, just for the record. So if you're using something like a ribbon board, which was the last time I put solid timber down was probably about 6 years ago, and I used a ribbon board and it did look good, but we stained it a dark color and just the knotted wood around that is much harder wood than the other wood, so it doesn't soak in the stain. So we had all this variation when we stained it, even though we'd applied it the same way. So then we stained it and then we had to come back and lacquer it and sand it in between. So the process is tricky, but also that process is, you know, you've got to be careful that you don't get anything in it or there's no dust, and it's a building site, so there's always dust, you know, dust in it, and that will sit in the top of it and often you get more of a shiny finish.
Yeah, with the engineered boards, we do get the luxury of having that controlled environment to finish the coatings with, which means we're able to wire brush them. So when you run your hands across it, it actually feels nice and matte. It's not high gloss finish.
Yeah, and so that's my process for doing a timber board that way. With the engineered boards, they're all factory finished. So it's temperature controlled, you're controlling the elements, you know how the timber's going to react because you're doing it time and time again. And so you get this really beautiful product with only the variation that's desired, rather than just you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Correct. Exactly right.
You get upset,
yes.
But you've got to, you know, you get what you get anyway. I guess that was one of the things that was a big consideration for me. And I do like this analogy. It's kind of like if you hand paint your cupboard doors or you send them away to get a two-pack finish. Like they're both painted the same colour, but they've got a different level of finish.
A little bit of a higher quality finish.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, just because you can do it properly, I guess.
It's controlled, perfected, exactly right. And tried and tested. And it's, yeah, exactly. We know exactly what's going on and what's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the other big questions that I get around floorboards in general, but engineered boards is, well, are they actually good for families?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a son of my own and engineered boards at home. So there's scooters and toys and whatnot that you can imagine going on in my house. And the really big benefit of having engineered boards is if there is any damage, you are able to replace individual boards rather than if it was solid timber, having to sand the whole lot back, replace the boards, try to match the stain and then re-coat them again. So the process of damage control essentially is minimized and it's a much quicker operation if there is any damage. So it's a good peace of mind to have.
Yeah, it is. I have a small pile of children and it's always the thing that I'm like, okay, if I did something silly, we've had polished concrete floors and we've dropped acid on it. I know like it's not something that people would normally do, but we have done that. And that was really bloody hard to fix because it was a concrete floor. If it was a timber floor, it would be like, replace that board.
Exactly like, right. Exactly right. Well, I mean, with that said, the UV cured coatings are very, very durable anyway. Worst case scenario, the replacing process is a lot simpler. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I talk to people about the colours and the interior design, I like to start with the floor. Now, the reason why I like to start with the floor is because it sets the tone and the base of everything else. If I'm using a timber floor, I don't need warmth in my cabinetry, and I'd actually prefer to do it like that anyway. So that, you know, like the latest project we've got, like we used a herringbone in the thistle color. It's really, really beautiful. So have a look at that. Can you talk us through kind of color trends and if we're feeling nervous about it, how can we go about visualizing?
We do have a visualizer tool on our website. So if you do or are interested in having a look at how the actual timber boards look in your home, you can take a little picture and superimpose the flooring on there. You've got your straight board options, you've got your herringbone like you've got, so you can test that out. With color trends, we do obviously try to keep up with color trends. We've been finding lately a lot of things are going that more natural, warm type, creamy tones rather than, you know, the last, you know, couple of years have been a lot cooler and monochrome. So we've got over 30 colors in the ranges at the moment. So there's definitely a color to suit everyone. We do hand select our boards as well. So if you like knots, you can pick certain colors that will have more knots. And if you don't like knots, there are certain products, colors in there that have less knots as well. So we've tried to cater for everyone there.
Yeah, I think that's really handy. And I think the ability to, so you send out samples as well. I know you do that, but I'd always recommend you go in store because it's a natural product. So you still get some variation and that variation is what gives us the warmth in the room. If it's a flat color, it's not alive. There's no movement.
Exactly. It will end up looking too processed and fake. So we are obviously able to send samples out, but if you can make it into the showroom, highly, highly recommend coming in. It's great to see all the colours on a bigger scale. You'll get that in it. It's like any natural product, your stones, etc. There is always going to be natural variation between the boards, which is, you know, half the beauty of it. So we can definitely work with that.
Beautiful. So if you want to find out more, head over to woodcart.com.au. There's a wealth of information and all the colours and like 30 or so of them on the website. They actually do have a range of products at different price points as well. So that's really helpful. But I reckon flooring is always one of the most important decisions to make on a home, and it's one that we make first.
It covers the most square meterage. It's harder to change, and it's one of the bigger purchases that you're going to be putting into your home that, you know, you're not going to be changing anytime soon. So it's really important to get it right, which, you know, we can help with samples, the visualizer tool coming into the showroom, and everyone here is, you know, obviously always willing to help.
Yeah, beautiful. Lovely. Thank you so much. Thanks for chatting to
us. You're welcome. Absolute pleasure.
Certainly, if you get in touch with the guys at Woodcart, make sure you mention that you're part of the Build Her community, and I'm sure they'll take extra special care of you.
We will.